Now, as we have our object lesson this morning, I just want to read, first of all, a verse of Scripture from the book of Psalms, Psalm 56, and the verse is number 8. Psalm 56, verse 8, the psalmist David says, "To the Lord, thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" I've got something with me this morning that might make you cry. Can anybody guess what it might be or what they might be? Somebody shouted it out there. Onions, that's right. I've got some onions with me this morning. Some pickled onions, Edward's pickled onions, and then some old-fashioned ordinary onions in the little red bag. I'm not sure how much you enjoy onions or how many onions you eat in a week. My mum had a cousin and he used to eat onions like apples. He would just bite into them and chew them up just like an apple. But it's true that onions can make you cry. Whenever you cut open an onion, it releases some sort of sulfur that reacts with the fluid in your eyes, and that produces tears. And I think if you're to cut onions without crying, you're maybe very hard-hearted, I'm not sure. But if you run them under water or cut them under running water, that stops the tears from flowing. There are many benefits from onions. They're low in calories. They are a good antioxidant. They're supposed to be high in vitamin C. They're good for regulating blood sugar, lowering cholesterol, also reducing the risk of stomach ulcers. If you crack open an onion or cut open an onion, if you're stung by a bee and rub the onion on the bee sting, it's supposed to soothe the bee sting. A crushed onion is meant to be good for polishing silver, and onions also help with digestion. So they're a wonder food in many, many respects. Onions feature in the Word of God. Back there in the book of Numbers, the children of Israel, as they were making their journey across the wilderness, we're told in Numbers 11, verse 5, that they began to complain about the manna. God had been giving them manna from heaven, and at first they were very thankful for it. They enjoyed it. They took it as a gift from God. And then they began to complain, just like we often do. Even whenever God is blessing us, we can become so used to the grace of God that we begin to complain even about the very blessings that God has given us. And then they began to remember the fish that we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and even the garlic. I read that onions were worshipped in Egypt in Bible times because the Egyptian people, whenever they looked at how an onion was designed, and all of the rings inside the onion, it reminded them of eternity, and they began to worship onions. But as I thought about onions, I began to think about Christians. I'm not trying to say that if you're a Christian, you're an onion. Some Christians maybe are onions, I'm not sure, but they come, of course, in different shapes and sizes, just like Christians do. But onions can grow to quite a size. The world record for the largest onion was grown by a man called Tony Glover in 2004, and he grew an onion that weighed 18 pounds in weight. So you can have these little onions here, or then you can have bigger onions still, up to 18 pounds in weight. And the Bible says we are all to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And as an onion is planted in the soil, onions can grow in virtually all soil types as long as they get enough sunlight and the right amount of water. And it shouldn't really matter where a Christian is planted, what your home life is like, what people are around you, and we have to be careful, of course, about the company we keep. But whether you're in the workplace or in the schoolroom, or whether you're in secular employment, whatever it might be, as long as you're getting a supply of God's grace, and as long as you're feeding on God's word and you're planted in the family and fold of God, we should be able to grow as Christians. And then something else about an onion the deeper you cut into an onion, the stronger the onion gets. If you eat the outside layers of an onion, they might be strong enough, but whenever you get right down to the core and you eat the core part of the onion, that's the strongest part. And so it should be with us as we get deeper and deeper into the Word of God, and as we get deeper and deeper into the heart of God Himself, and as the Word of God gets deeper into us, and as the grace of God gets deeper into us, we should get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then another thing about the onion. An onion has got many layers. And as you peel back layer after layer and get right down to the core, an onion is always consistent. Each layer looks like their layer before. And the deeper you get into an onion is consistent. Right through all of those different layers, an onion is consistent. Right down to the core. And so it should be with us. Whenever Jesus Christ was on the earth conducting his earthly ministry, he often challenged the Pharisees. And he talked about how outwardly they were clean, but inwardly they were corrupt. Outwardly they said their prayers, and outwardly they kept their fasts, and they dressed a certain way, but inwardly they were corrupt. And David says that God desires truth in the inward parts. And as we, as it were, take off the layers and God looks into our hearts and he sees beyond what man sees, layer after layer, we too should be consistent. Not just coming to church on a Sunday and dressing a certain way and carrying our Bibles, but whenever God looks right into our hearts and people see us in the home, in the different layers of life, we should be consistent in our walk with God. Something else about an onion. If you get a few onions and you cut them open and you leave them in the fridge along with other foodstuffs or maybe in the drawer or the cupboard where vegetables are kept, if an onion is left open and it's cut open, its scent will begin to permeate the other foodstuffs around about it. I suppose it would be the same if you cut a few open onions open and left them in the laundry basket or in the hot press or in the sock drawer. You'd have all of your clothes smelling like lovely raw onions. And just the scent of the onions, once it's cut open, it begins to permeate the things around it. And so it should be again with us. Our lives should have a fragrance and a scent that is given off, so the people know that there's something different about us. And the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ and the savor of grace should be something that's evidenced whenever we fellowship with those around about us. And then one last little thing about onions. Way back in the first century, people that lifted weights and got involved in athletics and racing and different things thought that onions gave you strength. Some of our family grew up in Ballanderry, just on the shores of Loch Ness. And I didn't know this until recently. I was reading a little book about Lisburn, and it talked about Ballanderry one time back in the 50s being famous for its onions. And the onions supposed to be very strong in Ballanderry, and there's a slogan that people used to say, "You're as strong as a Ballanderry onion." I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but onions one time were believed to give you strength. And so athletes in the first Olympic Games ate lots of onions before getting involved in the games because they thought they gave strength. And we all feel at times our weakness, and we feel so often we need strength. And yet God said to Joshua, "Be strong and of a good courage. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." So we trust today that God will make us to be like a bunch of onions. And God will help us to send off a good scent and a good fragrance. That God will help us to be consistent. That God will enable us to grow. That God will enable us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So we'll put these onions here in the hamper. These ones will probably be out of date by the time we finish. So we'll just leave those and maybe enjoy one like an apple later on.